Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings, and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Hey, whoo, I hope y'all had a great week last week and a good weekend. Yeah, we ended up, I'm taping this on Monday. Tuesday, we're doing that show at Seaview, so hopefully a bunch of you were able to come out and catch it. It was at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, but yeah, Friday, we all got together and had some rehearsal, which should be, yeah, that's a first almost for those kind of shows. They're that easy, but dang, you got to have rehearsal. But man, we got together, had a good time, posted some stuff and everything like that, pictures from it and everything like that, and actually a little scene with me and Jackson doing the Abbott and Costello Who's On First. So it was fun, but I was had by all that night. And then Saturday was, oh yeah, me and Sabina's year anniversary together. So we went out and we went over to La Florida, Mexico and had a couple of drinks with the girls from, it was girls night out with the Dollar Tree gals. And so we went over and joined them for a drinky. And then we ended up going over to, I'll tell you, we ended up going to Pacific Sushi and having some sushi and a couple drinks there, and the girls joined us, and then we slipped on down to the Ox. It was a great, you know, little nice little anniversary. We got home about 10:30. It was perfect. Oh, yeah. And so that was what we did. And then, of course, Sunday, we watched the little poo-hay, Mr. Little Prince. Oh, yeah. He's great. I love that little guy. But, yeah, we watched him on Sunday and had a good time. And, And the rest is history. That's it. Another one down. If you, like I always want to promote everybody getting together for Sundays. Hey, it's Monday. I'm dragging a little bit. It's okay. That means it was a good weekend. But yeah, I always want to, can't emphasize that enough about, hey, get together with the familia, get together with your friends, hang with, your people that are close to you as often as you can. And if you can devote one day to getting together with the familia, that's always a good thing. So there you go. That's all I'm saying. So now it's time to get on with the show. All right. Hey, first we're going to start off with a little musica action here going at the 101 Bar and Grill. They've got a Thursday's line dancing and ladies night. And then what they do there is they'll have a DJ or karaoke going on there, on a Saturday, Friday, Saturdays. You can call them for see if they have any bands playing. But that's pretty much it right there. The schedule's kind of out for this month, and we'll have marches here coming around really soon. Yeah, same thing with Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge down there on Lower Harbor Road. They have a happy hour from Sunday to Thursday, 2 to 6. And I don't really have much on their schedule for the rest of this month, but you can call them. They always got a little bit of music going on that little stage they got going. You can check that out. Checo Brewing has got a schedule going here. We've got on the 23rd, Frankie C. On the 24th, Rap Brush. And on the 25th, Lon Goddard. And then next week, of course, the Insider of Southern Oregon. I'll be out and about. It'll be a print ad. Yeah, next week is going to be printed on Monday. So I'll have that to get the info from. And we'll have marches line up. So here we go. The Oxen Free. Don't have a lineup on them. You want to call them, and see what the heck they got going on there, because they always got music going on Friday and Saturday. So there you go. That's the Ox. Rivers Inn Sports Bar. They got something going on every day of the week. Monday, it's free pool. Tuesday, it's tacos and karaoke. Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday, it's karaoke. Friday, it's DJ night. Saturday is the people's choice. And of course on Sunday, that's right, it's a sports bar, folks. So they put sports on. I'm sure whatever's going on that day will be happening. So there you go. That's at the Rivers Inn Sports Bar. And then we slide on over to Sebastian's Bar and Grill, where we have Gil Kirk at the keyboards Wednesday through Saturday, 6 through 9 p.m. Tickling the ivories for your dining pleasure. That's right, that's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Then we're back to the Vista Pub here, and on Thursdays they got Jerry Moffat doing his jazz. Coming up on 24th, we got Lon Goddard, and on the 25th, Noah Dirksen. All music starts at 7, that's at the Vista Pub. And then the Voodoo Lounge there. Thursdays and Saturdays they got karaoke going on, 6 to 10 p.m. Hey, and if you happen to be out of town, up there at the Laughing Clam and Grants Pass, they got the group Husk coming here on the 24th. And then if you're in beautiful CC by the sea, we have the Inateca, which has Wendy and Chris Capitano coming up here on the 24th. My sister from another mister there, Wendy Capitano. And Seaquake Brewing, you have to call for what if they have some music coming up this next weekend. Like I said, the lineup, still getting a little... Hey, that's it. That's how it rolls in this business. You know, if they got the lineups, they got it, so I can get it in the paper. If they don't, I try to get it before I can do the show. If I don't, well, then you're on your own. But that's all right. We still try to get the word out there. But that's the music lineup there on the local bar scene. Let's see what else we got going on here music-wise. We got Ray Cornell, the piano man. That's right. He's always playing. He's playing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the Checco Activity Center from 11:30 to 12:30. That's the piano man, Ray Cornell. I gave you Frankie C's lineup. There we go. On the 25th coming up here, he'll be at Seaquake. So there you go. Even if I didn't have it on the one schedule, I got it on his schedule. Back up. I love it when a plan comes through. Let me see. What do we got coming? Oh, yeah. Hey, Sunday, February 26th. That's right. This Sunday, the Friends of Music concert series is presenting the Jasper Quartet. So there you go. This is an award-winning string quartet from Philadelphia. The concerts are held at the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church. And you can get tickets at Wright's Custom Frame or at the door. For information, you can call 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. These concerts are at 3 o'clock, so that's coming up this Sunday. All right. Moving right along. And I just want to tell you while I'm looking at the pages here in the computer, all this info comes from the Insider of Southern Oregon. That's right. If you have your copy, you can follow along with me, and there's also a whole lot more in there. Okay, Checo players, this is the last weekend for the Vinland Saga. Yeah, sure, you betcha. There you go. It's by local author Val Cohen. It's the, it's a story. It's based on the Greenslander Saga and the Saga of Erik the Red. It includes intrigue, family dysfunction, culture clash, and the Viking energy. See, I always love that family dysfunction part in there, okay? Like, yeah, really, Vikings, you think, had family dysfunction? Yeah, I'll bet they did. Okay, so here we go. The Vinland Saga is going to be playing on the 24th to 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Checo Playhouse, and then on the 26th, Sunday, they got the 2 p.m. matinee. You can get your tickets at Wright's Custom Framing, or at the box office 2 hours before the show. For a reservation, you call 541-469-1877. For more information, you can call 541-469-1857. That's the Vinland Saga. Thunder who? That's right. Okay. Something, a very good cause coming up for Julianne Bigley Logfield. This is United for a Cause. This is put on by Sister Wendy Capitano. That's right. She organized this whole thing. And actually, her and I are going to be, since I talked last week, she asked me to go ahead and host it with her as well. So we're going to be doing this United for a Cause. It's going to be down there at the Inateca from 4 to 10 p.m. It's on March 4th. It's a benefit to unite Epileptic Response Service Dog with its new owner, Julianne. Help us bring them together. It's a little fundraiser. There's going to be dancing, live music, a raffle, food. There's going to be Scott William Perry is going to be there. And, of course, Spence Brothers Blues Band is going to be there. And, you know, the Spence Brothers Blues Band is going to be there. And yours truly is going to be there. Then you know the Purple Days experience is going to happen somewhere along there, too. So, hey. Bonus, more music. That's right. Now, it's going to be a great benefit for Julianne. We're hoping to bring her and her dog together, service dog. And this is going to be $7 per person. All ages are invited. So there we go. That's going to be United for a Cause, March 4th at the Inateca from 4 to 10 p.m. him. Oh yes, that's right, and getting a little metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies, we've got the Singing Bowl concert coming up here on the 25th at 6 p.m. And then we've got the Drumming Circle Toning going on the 26th, Sunday at 3 p.m. as well. So if you want more information, you can call 541-661-7764 or call Gypsies at 541-813-1882. That's right, that's Gypsies getting a little metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies. Here we go. Help support KCIW. You can help Curry Coast Community Radio earn donations just by shopping with your Fred Meyer Rewards card. Fred Meyer is donating $2.5 million per year to nonprofits in Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, based on where their customers tell them to give. Here's how the program works. You sign up for the Community Rewards Program by linking your Fred Meyer Rewards card to Curry Coast Community Radio at fredmeyer.com, Community Rewards. You can search for us by our name, Curry Coast Community Radio, or by nonprofit number 91306. Then every time you shop and use your rewards card, you are helping Curry Coast Community Radio earn a donation. Now, of course, you still earn your rewards points, fuel points, and rebates just as you do today. If you do not have a rewards card, they are available at the customer service desk of any Fred Meyer store. For more information, please visit fredmeyer.com/community rewards. There you go. And hey, yeah, help out KCIW, the little station of good. And hey, yeah, that's right. You know what? CBU had a great time doing that old-time radio show. We had a good time doing that on the 21st, but they've got another something-something coming up here next Tuesday on the 28th at 3 p.m. They've got a Mardi Gras party going on. So, hey, you know, public is always invited to the events that they do, so you might want to check that out. Just make sure you wear a mask. I'm pretty positive. The little Mardi Gras ball, right? Yeah, get all fancified. Oh, yeah. That's a CBU Senior Living. Del Norte Curry, CCA Music in the Redwoods presents professional concert pianist Alina Kiryayeva. Sunday, March 5th, 2017, 3 p.m. at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. This professional concert pianist and chamber musician, Alina, is globally renowned for her powerful command of the instrument, unique interpretations, and clarity of sound. She has won numerous awards and has been honored by the Ukrainian President Leonid Kravchuk with the State Award for Achievement in Arts. Brilliant light classical music. For info, call 707-951-3102. That's coming March 5th, so we'll be talking about that again on the show, and maybe I'll get her name a little better so I don't butcher it so bad. Chase. Hey, the Lighthouse Repertory Theater is presenting a comedy, Man the Ship. It's directed by Dan McGlasson. This is going to be at the Crescent Elk Auditorium on 994 G Street, March 18th, 24th, 25th, 31st, and April 1st. Oh, and then on the Sundays, 19th and 26th at 2 p.m. Those other shows are 7:30. The March 19th, 26th is 2 p.m. Okay. And I'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it. Oh, yes, full of it is right. Here we go. The Lucky 7 Casino and Club 7 Sports Bar is going to be presenting the Purple Days Experience. Woo! Coming up March 11th. This is going to be Saturday at 9 p.m. to midnight. It's going to be me and the Spence Brothers getting together and having a good time doing some classic blasts from the past from the 60s. That's right, by the Doors, the Animals, the Yardbirds, the Troggs, and many more. Hey, it's a great time. Me and the boys get together and we can rock it out. So, hey, okay. Oh, hey, it's whale watching time coming up here this next month again. Let's see, March 25th through March 31st, they'll be coming around along the California and Oregon coastline. So go out there and check that out. It's one of the cool things we got going on in the area. I always like to, you know, I go at the top of that, oh, geez, can't even think, Indian Hills there. You go over that overlook right there, you don't get blown off the dadgum mountain. It's windy as heck out there, but I'll tell you what, that's where I've spotted them out. When I couldn't see them anywhere else, I went there, and I see like four or five of them. Took my daughter up there to see them. Oh, yeah, very cool. So there you go, whale watching, coming to the hood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Southern Oregon Women's Veterans and Jackson County DAV number 8 invite you to the second Women Veterans Social. This is going to be Saturday, March 4th. This begins at 11 a.m. It's going to be food and meeting place provided by Southern Oregon Moose Lodge, 241 East Barnett Road, Medford in Oregon. Please RSVP and just go down my thing. Cosmic Bingo Mardi Gras coming to Elk Valley Casino on the 25th from 9 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Cosmic Bingo returns with a special twist. In partnership with Bi-Coastal Media, all proceeds will be donated to St. Jude Children's Hospital. The theme is Mardi Gras, so dress to impress with your friends. Bingo games, game shows, drawings for prizes, dance contests, costume contests, and much more. Tickets are $15 each and go on sale Sunday, February 19th at the Points Club booth. Seats are sold by number and are limited. This will sell out, so don't you wait. Must be 21 or older to attend. That's the Cosmic Bingo Mardi Gras, Elk Valley Casino. Oh yeah, and here they are. They're coming to the end of the Brookings Harbor Community Theater, Fiddler on the Roof production. That's right. Okay, so that's going to be happening. Coming up this weekend is the last weekend, the 24th and the 25th at 7 p.m. And then the matinee on Sunday, the 26th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $15. Adults, $12 for students and seniors. Okay, yeah, $15 for adults, $12 for students and seniors, and $8 ages 12 and under. Tickets are available at Wright's Custom Frame and New Wave Video. For more questions, for more answer, do you have an answer? We've got a question for you. No, for more information, please call 541-469-4700. I like him. He's funny. It's Monday morning, folks. Okay, or you can visit the website at bhctheater.com. That's the Brookings Harbor Theater production, Fiddler on the Roof. Okay. Ellenberg's Theater 12th Annual Membership Drive Party is coming Saturday, February 25th. There's still time to send in your tax-deductible membership donation for this free to members gala event. Reserving your spot at the annual event, if you note on your gala mailer how many will be attending your party, this helps us plan sufficient complimentary hors d'oeuvres to go along with the no-host bar and entertainment. You can call 541-247-4382. For more information, let's see. Good times there at Ellensburg Theater. Okay, line dancing at the Checo Grange. That's right, they got it going on Tuesdays from Ultra Beginners at 9 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. The Beginners and High Beginners are 10:30 a.m. and 11:45. And I've got so many things I could play off of that right now, but I'm not going to. Beginners and Low Intermediate, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. I never quite read it that way, and it was like, hey, what do they care how their people are that, you know, if they want to line dance, let them line dance, any condition they're in. I had to say it. Okay, and of course, Gold Beach has got the Gold Beach Float Hunt going on here. Let's see. It's going on, starting on the February 1st, it starts, and it goes all the way to April 30th. All right, there you go. So they have glass floats up on the beach treasure hunt. And, this last Valentine's Day, they had a bunch of red ones out there, I guess. And the people brought in the red ones, they won a prize. Once a month, they grab one that people's names on that came in with it, and you win a prize. You get a, actually, it's kind of cool. You get a one-night stay in a local motel, a pair of Jerry's Rogues Jets tickets, and dinner for two at one of the great local restaurants. Now, the next one they got coming up is going during the week of St. Patrick's Day. We put on the green by hiding 120 of the green floats. So you go out there, you find one of these green floats, you turn it in with your name, and like I said, they draw, and hopefully you win that big prize. But that's the Gold Beach Float Hunt going on. Yeah, they do that for like 4 months up there, or 3 months. Yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. Have you ever found one of them floats? Me neither. Gotta go check that out. Yeah. And this last weekend was at Furball, so I wonder how that went. I hope they were able to raise a lot of money. That was great. The Disturbing Peace was, playing there. So, let's see. Man, Oh, hey, you know what? I'd just like to put this out there. We got some time, and the Checkout Activity Center has a regular weekly activities going on there. You hear me talk about it every once in a while, but on Mondays, they've got programs. Hey, they got programs going on every day of the week. Like Monday, they got Time Out for Me. They do the Walk with Ease at the Azalea Park. They have the games. Let's see. On Tuesdays, they have an exercise class, beginning ukulele class. Wednesdays, Tai Chi, the Walk with Ease. These Walk with Ease things go on twice during the daytime, actually. On Monday, they do it one time, and this is where they meet at Azalea Park at 10:30, and then they'll meet there again at 2:30 on Monday. They do that on Wednesday, and they do it on Friday. Okay, so every other day, pretty much there. On that Wednesdays they have Tai Chi going on there and they have games in the lounge. Thursdays an exercise class. That's at the Seventh Day Adventist Church at 8:30 to 9:45. Okay, and then they have a beginning quilting class going on at 9 a.m. They play games in the lounge. They got a writing group that goes on at the center. And then Fridays is fun. It looks like there they got hot popcorn going on in the dining room. They got Tai Chi, computer tutoring. Walk with Ease, of course, the Azalea Park. You can walk off that popcorn you ate. And then they got bingo at noon in the dining room. It's bingo, man. You can't go wrong there. So, you know, oh, and then, of course, can't forget, pickleball. Yeah, that's right. On Sundays, they got pickleball from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the high school gym. I have yet to figure out what this is. I'm going to find out one of these days. But for more information, I say, let's see. We can call our buddy old Scott, 541-469-6822. Speaking of Scott Clapson, I'll tell you what, I can slide segue right into, you know, when you're done listening to the Insider Report here on KCIW.org, the little station that could, there's a lot more other programs on there that you can, it's online, you can go at your convenience, do whatever you listen to any of them that you want at any time of the day you want. So there you go. And there's some really great ones. And Scott Clapson, I think he probably has about 3 or 4 or 5 shows going on. I don't know. That guy's really busy on the radio here, which is great. Got some really good information going on there, though. So, but there's a whole lot of other shows going on there, and I always like to push that. And then, of course, it's 100.7 on your FM dial, KCIW. That's right. Bringing it to you. It's great. I listened to it the other day, the loop that they have going on there, and my show, The Magical Musical History Tour, is on there with Janis Joplin. We got the Glenn Miller story will be coming up, and then I've just got done finishing one to Billie Holiday. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. They're all good, but I just noticed that I'm starting to get a pattern here. All the people I do these music things are dead. So way before their time. You know what I mean? I mean, they died way before their time is what I should say. And it's like, wow. Okay, so I'm going to get off mode here and maybe go to like Led Zeppelin or somebody where I know people are still alive in the group. No, it's just, I was noticing that pattern the other day. It was pretty funny, but hey, that's it, man. I mean, I sit there and I rambled on, and I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in each week, listening to the show. And like I said, now you can catch it. My Magical Musical History Tour is going to be on 100.7 FM. And it also, is the Insider Report going to be happening on there eventually? Okay, so that'll be on there soon. Hey, once this is all, it's all brand new, but once they get a schedule, then we can let you know when you can catch all your favorite shows and what other shows are going to be happening on there, because I've been listening to it and wow, there's some really good shows on there. I'm digging it. It's going to be a great little station. So, hey, there you go. Until next week, this is Bruce Stairway to Heaven Ellis signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And, you know, I'll see you out there. Bam! All right. Another one bites the dust. That's right. Okay, brother.
Justin Only here for KCIW Radio, 100.7, soon to be on your dial. And I'm asking for your help. KCIW needs sound technicians, sound editors, producers, disc jockeys, show hosts, as well as many other positions. If you can't give your time, perhaps you'd like to sign up for a founding membership available for $250, limited to the time before we light it up. We offer regular memberships as well. KCIW's mission, foremost, is to bring the citizens of our wonderful place together to inform you about local politics, local entertainment, such as stories by local artists, classic stories, classical and local music, serials, both modern and bygone, opinion, national news, and so forth. To do this, we need your help to create a truly local community radio station. That's us, and that's you. Thank you for your support.